Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me. Johnny's come to an end.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike Bell. I'd like to thank you so much for joining me for the 2016 relaunching of Press Podcast. Happy New Year to you guys out there. I'm excited and looking forward to sharing new information, new and interesting perspectives that will motivate and inspire you to succeed. And you know my definition of success is when you find your God-given purpose and you begin to walk in it. So the song you heard playing was Justin Bieber, and it's called Purpose. I believe that everyone listening to me right now has a purpose, and that your life is not in vain, it's not by accident that you're here. So 2015 is gone, and I know a lot of you are glad that it's gone. Why? Because if your 2015 was anything like my 2015, then it presented some particularly difficult obstacles. There were some setbacks like I've never seen before in 2015. There were some things that happened to me that made me think for a brief moment that life's not fair. Why would this happen to me? I love God. I try my best to live right. I try my best to do right by people and treat them right. Why would this happen to me? So I put on a victim's mentality and said, life's not fair. And life's not fair, except it is. What do I mean? So we're gonna look at this from two perspectives. The perspective that life's not fair and the perspective that life is fair. First, life is fair. Contrary to popular belief, life is 100% always fair. I know that's hard to believe, and I know that there's some things that happen to us that are outside of our control sometimes. But overall, life is fair and just. The Bible backs this up. There's scriptures all over the Bible that tell us just how fair life is. Like scriptures like this. Whatever a man sows, that's what he reaps. Another says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Another says, with the same measure you meet, it will be measured to you again. Still yet another, judge not, lest ye be judged. Another, if you don't forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins. All of these verses show us that life is 100% fair. It also gives us a roadmap to get the desired results that we want out of life. Yet still, it also shows us that our lives and the reality that we're living in today is the sum total of our decisions from yesterday. See, many of us put on this victim's mentality and expect some sort of handout from life. And when we don't get it, we say that life's not fair. Again, I understand. There's a lot of things that happen that are beyond our control. But if we be honest, if we be really, really honest, in a lot of cases, man, we have more control than what we think. If we would only make up in our minds to play by the rules of life, we would find that life is actually fair. You get out what you put in. If you're not getting much out, it would make sense to evaluate what you've been putting in. If your spouse is not giving you what you want, then it would behoove you to take serious inventory of your own contribution to the relationship, right? Have you been negative? Have you done all you can to meet them where they are? Or have you just simply tried to love them on your own terms, not caring if it's not working for them or not? Demanding something from them that you are not willing to give yourself. How about at work? Do you feel like you keep getting skipped for the promotion, or wondering why you can't seem to get a raise? It's not because life is unfair. It's actually because life is fair. It's because you only work as hard as you're being paid for. I know this is a hard truth to begin 2016 with, but I don't want to wait till it gets late in the year to encourage you, to let you know. I want you to start off this year right. You've got a chance to right all of the wrongs from 2015. All it takes is some simple determination and to make a decision. When you work and you only put in as much as you feel like you're being paid for, why would somebody give you more? Why would someone want to give you more if they don't feel like you're worth more? Why demand so much in life if we're not willing to give just as much, if not more? It would be like a farmer who tills the ground, digs it up, makes it all nice and pretty, but plants no seeds. He worked hard, it's no doubt. He worked his fingers to the bone, but he didn't follow the most important rule of farming, which is plant seeds. I'm not here to beat you up today. I just want to encourage you that no matter what happened in 2015, don't take on a victim's mentality. Make up in your mind that you have purpose and that you're going to play by the rules of life. Be diligent, and what you desire will be accomplished. Period. This is what makes life fair. You get out what you put in. Secondly, life's not fair. Well, how do these two things meet? How do these two ideas, this dichotomy, how does this work? Life's not fair simply because all of the good things that happened to me in 2015, despite my bad decisions, I didn't deserve them. They were a direct result of God's grace. If anything about life is not fair, it's that. I didn't get what I truly deserved. You may have felt pain, you may have lost money, you may have lost a spouse, a house, and a job, but you still have not received the punishment that your decisions truly deserve. There's still hope for restoration. This is Mike Bell on Press Podcast. I'll see y'all next week.